You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
Wait, there we go. Yes. I like that.
There we go.
What do you mean you like that?
I'm just saying, I'm used to Phil doing that. I'm not always used to Ronnie doing that.
Well, it warrants it because we'll find out some good news in our news and gossip.
We got a lot of news and gossip.
Lots. Well, we have a big chunk of news and gossip.
Ronnie Jr., just, you can keep playing that. Just lower it down.
Oh, you got it. All right.
What was the other song that Roxy and I liked?
Oh, that was...
There we go. The only one.
That one we ride out a little bit. We ride this one out.
I think that's the commercial break song. That's after we come out of commercial. Let's go back to the other one, Ronnie.
How did you do that?
I don't know.
There we go. Okay, good.
People get mad at us when we take too long to start.
All right, here we go. No, Bing is for doing, and what we're doing is an after show for the Jersey Shore.
We're doing
the after show for the after show.
We're doing the after show for the reunion show.
Yeah.
And I had more fun with you guys watching the show and drinking than I did actually watching the show. But I don't blame them. A kind of an underwhelming season, and
they did what they could with that.
We did have some good moments, though. I thought there was some real moments with Snooki and Sitch.
We can hear you.
You guys say whatever you want in the booth. Whatever you want. Okay, so Ronnie, what was that? So you got to share with everybody. It's like elementary school.
Secrets don't make friends.
Yep. I think our camera's a little off.
No, we're talking about that great camera shot. That's all.
Now, here's what we will talk about, though, because this is where Ronnie was supposed to cut in.
What Bing is for doing, and we're doing an after show.
And what you got to do, fans, is rate version. And comment us on iTunes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's the best. Yes. It happened to me all week with all my shows. It makes my
You got a lot of comments.
And we have to give some props out because the fans have been doing what we've asked them to
so we appreciate it. But again, we've done and now, I kid you not, we've probably done about 50 of these after shows for Jersey Shore. And so in return for the time we've put in, the man hours, the manpower, you can take the 15 seconds it takes and rate and comment. I've literally seen a comment that says all it takes is 15 seconds.
And as my Phil and Matzo Ball, Phil the Thrill here.
Thank you. Phil the Thrill.
Wait, do I have to go shorter?
Yeah. No. Get up. Let's go. That's it. Okay, no, just going around the table. Let me introduce everybody. Kevin K. Wawandegar, Jessica Kingpin King, Phil the Thrill sitting in for, what's her name again?
Sassy Gabby.
I knew it.
We love you, Sassy. And so she's not going to be dancing for us tonight. Very sad. And of course.
And everybody's upset about that, but she will be back here for Pauly D. Project. And we'll do a dance.
Jessica dance and I will make you dance.
Jessica is not
and Roxy
dancing.
Rookie Stryer.
Yeah.
From day one. Day one of AfterBuzz, day one of Jersey Shore. Like,
she's the OG, the original.
The original. Anyway, yes, please. We ask for very little here at AfterBuzz. All we ask is please tell a friend about us or go on iTunes or wait. And. Am I asking too much, Phil, when I say and?
And you too.
No.
Tell a friend and go to iTunes and comment on us. And leave a nice 5-star rating.
It's the only time we don't mind a 5-star.
You know, you don't have commercials. You don't have like a 30-second. Or if you listen to AM radio, if you're still listening to AM radio, you can notice a 2, 5, 7.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Then a commercial break. We don't have that.
Even
here.
With FM.
Even with FM.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
my
sure.
God, it's probably worse, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start with Snookin' situation.
I know I'm getting
off
topic. I want to say this, but first off, the taping of this, we had commented about, if Snooki's pregnant, it's obviously going to be more live versus this was taped.
Never got mentioned.
Thank you very much. Totally taped months ago.
I thought the entire thing was 100% scripted.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
We were talking.
Okay, one thing at a time. No, because that's we need.
That's another bomb, right?
No,
there.
No. It's a bomb.
I agree
it's
with
a bomb.
Roxy.
Whoa.
Sure.
Wait. Okay.
Either that, or it was edited to look like it was scripted.
They're always edited this way. We know because our
insiders.
Our fearless leader Maria Menounos. We know that she hosts a lot of these reunion shows for MTV, and we know that they tape for about 8 hours, and they compress these 8 hours to 44 minutes. Oh, someone's calling. Can we get that, Ronnie? Someone answer the phone. Did we hear that? Did we get that, Ronnie?
Yes.
Did we answer it? Who was it?
What are you talking about?
We got phones going. Oh, my.
Not my
phone. KWOW clearly was drinking some Ron Ron juice before
the
show.
No, wait a second. I think my superior hearing.
I heard it too. But
thank you.
You know what? I was going to let it go, hoping nobody else heard it. But
no,
you
except
call
you,
everything
no,
out.
No one else heard it except all of our listeners. So, let's just let it go and let's skip over.
And they were wondering who was calling.
Exactly.
Okay,
and I want to ask.
So, back to the show.
Back to the show. We know they tape in 8 hours, so they've got to compress it to 40-some-odd minutes, and that's why you see all those uncomfortable edits that look unnatural. So I'll give them that. I think it's very interesting you guys saying this is scripted. The moment where they went outside, where situation went outside, there's a cameraman obviously ready to follow them, follow
in their
Jenny.
Face.
Okay.
They were cheated out as if it was a play.
You guys give the point. I will give you the counterpoint. You give me the point. You and Jessica, why did that camera go out? Tell me how that played out.
How the camera followed them?
Yeah.
I think it's valid that the camera could have followed them out. All that time could have been cut because, like you're saying, they shoot in 8 hours. But what wasn't...
Was it a natural moment?
What wasn't realistic was that when we started seeing what they were talking about, it seemed to be the beginning of their conversation. So as if they were to walk out there and the cameraman said, don't say anything until you get out there. Until your stage, cheat out to us, face this way, talk about what you want him to do. Literally, I thought it was completely scripted. And if it wasn't, at least we know the situation, knows what he's doing. He's thinking about what to say, how to act. They all prepared for this moment. They want to look good. They want to make themselves look good. He realized he looked so crappy on TV. He was like, I'm getting out of here.
But mind you, the camera was so steady. It wasn't the kind of thing like when Jenny walks out, like the cameraman is like running to follow her.
Flying after her. No.
Or something. It was steady. It was already out there. It was waiting for her to come. And it just totally played out exactly how they expected it to play out.
You're making a very, very difficult argument for me to rebuff.
And I also feel like whenever Amy would ask the questions, because she would direct them like, Roxy, and it's like they knew the question was coming to them. They were ready to speak up. It wasn't like, well, because, you know, sometimes when you're getting asked a question on the spur of the moment, you have to think about it. You have a couple like ums or stutters or whatever. And they were each, she'd be like, so it would be like a completely general house question. And she'd be like, Mike. And he'd be like, well, I think, well, you know, it was
right, that could be editing.
Can I get the counterpoint? Counterpoint. Having been there, generally they don't do that. They don't. They give them these questions, and they know how to respond. Meaning,
the cast
knows how to respond. Not that they know the answers, but they know the best way to respond. So I think that's all you're seeing. I know that. There's not enough downtime for these guys to prep. What usually happens is they come in the morning, they have their bagels. Sometimes, like with the Real World, those shows, they're drunk or they're getting drunk. They go in and they bang this out. So I don't think that part was prepared.
But we've seen them, you know, in the beginning of the season when they were doing those live bar, like presenting from the bar, and they were so awful.
Different. They were awful, but different because that was more of like a promo where they needed to act. They weren't just being themselves. This is different. I don't think that that part... I actually don't think it was scripted. I think we're overthinking it. I don't think they have enough time. I think these guys, in whether you believe it or not... They're two biggest stars. There's no pre-time to script it. I think they all, like, wing in. They come in off tour, away from their photo shoots, or the ones who have nothing going on come maybe a little early. But I think they're just going off the cuff. I think... The way Amy, the host, reacted to say, go after him, Jenny, it felt to me like a producer was screaming in her earpiece saying, tell her to go, because, I don't know, that's just being around it.
She would make that decision on the spot.
She might. She wouldn't. I don't think she would. No, I don't think she would. It's not like she's Letterman, you know, where it's her show and she's that comfortable. She's there. She's reading the teleprompter. She's going over her lines. So I think the moment probably was real. And I think
but then
that
he comes back. And what happens to the moment, Kev? They drop it.
I'm sure it was cut out. Whatever.
They don't even tell us that he was
coming back. I'm sure it was cut out.
Why would that be cut out? The most dramatic moment of the episode.
Because there's probably so many other things they felt they needed to go over.
Oh, yeah, because this was so drama-filled.
Okay, that's a whole different argument. Let's back up and talk about just the situation in general. I think one of the things that I like...
The situation.
But let's talk about him. And I was happy that Snooki said what I've been saying all along. Like, I know you've been saying your thoughts. We're going to get into it in the news and the news and gossip. Everything you've been saying about him apparently is true. What I've been saying is he goes out there every week to create a character and to create good TV. And... by season, say, 3, and certainly by now, he's out of cards. He doesn't know what to do. I'm the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. I'm the funny guy. I'm interesting. It's watching him. This is going to go definitely over everyone's head, this analogy. This is like watching Elvis 1977. This is like watching Whitney
Can
Houston.
Can we just nod? Everyone just nod. No.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
This is Elvis the year before he died. 70s. This is watching the situation now. He's a parody of himself. This is like watching Whitney the last year. This is like he's not himself. He's like he's past his prime. He doesn't know what to do. He's medicated. He's tired. And at the end of the day, where Snooki continues to evolve, can we keep doing that? What is that, Phil?
That's Jerick. That Jerick is putting up photos of everyone, so we can't really yell at her.
Okay.
So she's doing her job.
You're so distracted today.
As long as I'm in the picture.
Wait, Jericola.
So,
kidding. It was a joke.
Are you in the pictures?
We here at AfterBuzz TV. We're
can
making,
I get a picture?
No. Can I tell the fans what's really going? So we here at AfterBuzz TV. We continue to spend more money for you guys, and so we're putting up nice photos and making the place look nice. So when celebrities come, they're like, "Oh, wow, this place is good." They see all the hosts, things like that. Studio B is getting revamped.
So when they say, "Where's Maria?" we can say, "Oh, well, have you seen our pictures?"
That's right. And in return,
I think Maria lives here.
In return for all this work,
for
again,
free.
Please just rate and comment us on iTunes
and tell a friend.
And tell a friend.
We Phil, we for Adam Carolla, weren't we telling some friends?
We did. We
last
we,
night we were telling we were telling the host of Archer, like, you guys would love Adam Carolla.
Yeah,
doing our job, telling a friend.
That's right.
Anyway, so let's get back to this. So with
Bing is for doing
watching Bing is for doing, and we're doing
and
an
we're
after
doing.
Show. Here we are.
You guys are nuts.
So Sitch is a parody of himself, and where Snooki is actually evolving, whether you like it or not, she's still being funny. She's still creating moments, and she's growing in her relationships. Clearly growing in life, where she's bringing in another child.
Her belly's growing.
Let's see if it even plays out. I mean, you know, that's a whole other discussion. But my point is, where she's doing that, he has hit this peak and doesn't know where to go. And Snooki does say to him, she's like, "Mike, you're trying so hard, you don't even know what you are. You're trying
be
to be
yourself.
The bad guy. You try just be yourself." And I was like, "Amen," because I've been saying that for the last three seasons.
He keeps trying to put a label on himself.
He doesn't know. He's not the same kid that came out. That was raw. That was fresh. That no one. By the way, even in Hollywood, we see this all the time. Sam Kinison, great comic, came out raw. Whatever. By the end, it was like, they all turn into something else. It's very hard to continue to grow. Yeah, and keep it up. And I think.
Well,
he doesn't know where to go.
I thought probably one of the funniest moments was the episode was the two of them fighting and her saying, "You started it," and him saying, "No, you started it." Is like, this like a sibling relationship? They're fighting about the remote? Like, what's going on here? The two of them back and forth, instead of talking about what actually happened, they're just talking about
I have to give Snooki credit. She ended up winning the war because you know what? We all feel she hooked up with him and she has basically... It seems like she's convinced Giovanni and everyone else that it never happened. She finally said it never happened.
I wish that they would have focused more on, you know, when they were asking Ronnie and Polly what.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
They thought because they were all saying to Snooki, you know, the fact that you get so angry about it makes us think you are guilty.
Right.
And I wish, like, I think every cast member has said that throughout the season, but I don't know if they've said that to Snooki's face. And I wish they would have focused on that a little bit more instead of, you
they
know,
let her off the hook.
Fighting about who started it.
Here's what I think. I think Snooki hooked up with the situation.
Yes.
I think every person in the house knows.
Yes.
And now every person's trying to stand up for Snooki, but trying to help because they hate
Mike. Because they hate Mike.
Because why cause this drama? They know she loves Gianni. They know she's not hooking up with Mike anymore.
And
so they're like, why?
Adding to your point, and Mike is so beat up, doesn't know if he's coming or going. Am I the villain? Am I loved? I'm not loved. I'm hated. Am I hated in a good way where it makes me more popular? Or am I just hated, period? And where his brand is plateaued, I'm sure he's thinking, like, I'm hated, not in a good way. He's given up the fight.
Yeah.
That's where he should have been. Like,
and
wait,
he was
what
like,
are you saying? We haven't hooked up. Of course we hooked up. This is crazy. About nope. He totally just kind of wilted. And to me, the last note that I took was, we never hooked up, Mike.
And for as much as during the season that he was so adamant about revealing this and, you know, calling unit and whatever, I would have thought that he would have stood up for himself a little bit more tonight. And he was just kind
of
like falling over his words.
Because the thing is, we all know, everybody in the audience knows, they hooked up. Who cares anymore? We obviously know that they're not going to hook up again. They're not consistently hooking up. Who cares? They hooked up once. We
and
all
think,
know it.
I think Ron.
Well,
I mean,
she cheated on Gianni.
She cheated on Gianni. She
but
did.
It was in the very beginning of their relationship. I think it would be. I mean, not that I'm condoning the cheating, but I think it would be a different story if it was like today or during this past season or something like that. You know.
Well, I think for me, the biggest thing I took out of it was Ronnie saying, "You know, who cares?" And I think them placating, whether it be the situation or Snooki, is just a matter of, like, you know, at first they kind of cared, but now at this point they just want it to be over. And it's kind of like all things. Like, you'll say to whatever party you're with just to appease them because you really don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just and unfortunately in this situation, like, the only way out of it was Ronnie screaming, Who cares?
Well, and Ronnie, the crowd was,
well, by
like,
the way, my response is, we all care because we've had no drama. Like, you've cheated us out of two seasons.
That's the truth.
Right, it's the truth. You know what?
Speaking of the
Ronnie,
truth.
Ronnie, what do I always say?
Truth is best.
No, this is a song. This is a song about players
and player haters. And both of
for
which
I am both.
That's right.
Both.
We've talked
and
about
that's
that.
That's the truth.
That's right. By the way,
I was just going to say that.
Jessica Kingpin, how about her? Likes Whitey.
Hey.
No, didn't.
What can I say?
No,
I like
engaged
what I like.
To Whitey. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. Now, that, is that first white guy or like has it always been consistent? Like you've always
long
gone for
line.
The white. Really? Of the white guys? Exactly. Because I'm saying, you know, a little boring, a little nerdy. Like, you know what? Not a lot of fun.
To each his own.
Not a lot of fun.
You're white.
And again, not a lot of fun. You know, I envy. I want to be on the Jersey Shore because those guys are
we
darker.
Think you're fun.
No, you don't.
Yeah. K-Wow.
K-Wow's the funnest.
Don't. Anyway.
That's not a word, but.
Should we just, I mean, here, so I we're going to talk much more about situation in news and gossip.
Yeah,
because
but Jessica won't let us
Snooki,
know.
Right?
Yes, I've forbidden it until
right, so we
news
will.
And gossip.
So we move on to Dina. Looks better. Everyone liked her hair and makeup, right?
Yeah,
we all commented
a million times better. Even you know, when they were showing back the clips of the show, oh my gosh!
And I'm a big fan because she's still fresh. She's still this is still new to her, so I'm a big fan.
But like her segment, just the camping thing like, again.
Not, but again, Phil, not her fault. It just was they shot this so fast. They banged it out. They wouldn't break down their fourth wall to admit that these guys are huge stars. And they did their best. There was such little drama. And
well, if nothing is here's what you could have picked though. You could have picked what was the guy's name?
Her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could have picked the fact that the situation said her sister was a
squirter.
Yeah,
the sister stuff.
You know that was. I know it's not the most compelling thing, but it's a little more, in terms of levels of.
I bet you anything that they probably would have felt like it was just a beating up on Mike thing. And being a reunion, they felt like they needed to recap every moment. And as we do here at AfterBuzz, sometimes when we have to recap stuff, if we don't feel it's compelling, we like just kind of gloss over it. I think they should have done that there.
What I like about Dina, though, is when she's watching herself on TV, she's hysterically laughing.
I love
Dina.
She
looks like an idiot or whatever. We have a shot back to her, and she's sitting there like,
cracking
up. Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
And that's great.
Big fan. Big fan.
And I'm loving the makeover.
Mm-hmm.
Loving the makeover. I don't know if it'll... We'll see it into next season because, remember, this is a professional hair and makeup
person.
Yeah,
when she's on her own, it's a disaster,
maybe.
But...
I want to talk about disasters.
Wait.
Sammy's hair.
Wait. Okay, so well...
I'm skipping around. I can't help
here
it.
Here we go. We'll talk about Sammy later. Vinny and Polly are BFFs. You know, we clearly see it.
They never talk crap about each other.
No, well, they're
never
real...
Never a bad thing.
They're real friends. What I saw tonight, seeing Polly and all the bling... And clearly, he's going into his own show. He looked like a star tonight. To me, he looked like he's on another level. Yeah, he's on another level. But still rather gracious, which I appreciate.
I think he's great. And what I wrote down is pretty much the opposite about Vinny. I love Vinny.
I think he's
great, too.
Wait, we'll
but
lead what to a bot. The chapter was about to open. What?
What I wrote down was, Vinny cannot make good television. Somebody...
Wait a second. They created the greatest joke in the history. 50 years of television, no one ever did a prank like that.
Right, but...
No, what?
So Amy asks him a question, and Polly responds with this big, epic answer, and Vinny goes, just another day at the shore. I know he was joking, but he doesn't know how to make a situation out of...
Polly has the best one-liners.
Right.
Like, he knows what to say,
and
how to make light of the situation.
And we're forgetting, again, because Sitch is taking such a beating... Sitch carried this thing on his back that first two
seasons. Yeah.
You know, with the GTL, he created all that stuff. Vinny was an extra.
That was Polly.
No, it was Sitch.
Other than GTL, T-shirt time.
Other than The whole show's based on GTL. That's why he...
I gotta agree with you, Kev. Like,
What's up, baby?
Wait, you know, hey, players and player haters? No, listen. The first season... I know you guys can't see me back here, but listen. The first season, yes, Mike dominated, but he put in such a character aspect that it did bite him in the ass.
David, it's all.
And this is like my 10th year in entertainment and broadcasting, and I realize that when people don't give them their true self, it does... It works at the beginning, as it did for Mike. But right. It ain't working no more. And he did dominate. He did the GTL.
He did.
He had all the, my abs are like Rambo.
And now
but
nothing left.
Excuse me, as far as girls go, Snooki dominated and she was always herself.
Here's the thing.
No, she didn't dominate at first.
At first she struggled and then she did. No, but nobody's denying it. Snooki has clearly caught the wave. She's now the MVP, her and Pauly, career-wise. But star-wise of Jersey Shore, it's Snooki. And Mike, he's fallen off. He's blown his load. He just,
totally agree.
You know,
and I would like to see that.
But he was, if you go back, he was GTL. And Vinny was a boar fest. Let's face it. He was a mommy's boy.
Well, here's,
he was
going, I don't even remember Vinny in the
He was going
season.
To law school. He was white skinned. He didn't like Mike. He didn't like any the
he
way
was
they
white skinned.
He didn't like living the way they lived their lifestyle. And, you know, what we've known from Vinny, he's smarter. He's seemed like he has more ethics, and he's a decent actor. So, like, we're all, like, liking Vinny. But the reality is, as a reality TV star, Vinny's got nothing on Vintage Sig.
He's lucky that he has Paul.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we talk about everything that gets glossed over, like, the real issues going on. Like, I bet Sig is so butthurt about that, pretty much Pauly talked shit about him this whole entire season. So why doesn't someone bring up, how do you feel that you lost your sidekick?
You guys, you were quote, as Pauly said season two, Mike is a brother from another mother.
Yeah.
Why hasn't anyone said?
Address that.
It's clearly over.
Who writes these questions during the reunion shows?
I don't know. I don't know who produces this one. I know.
The producers write the questions?
I know Scooters, buddy of mine, does the real world and the challenges, and man, he's all over it. He totally geeks out on it. I don't know who produces these, though. I don't know. And by the way,
Well, it's directed and produced by the same people.
But we don't know if these weren't asked. It's just whatever they want in that 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what they want in those 40 minutes isn't what I want.
And maybe, do you think that they would have some kind of, don't talk about this. Like, each person has some kind of contract or something. Like, don't address this, don't address that or something.
I think, if
this is the master contract, if anything.
I think if it...
Yeah, but now they all have their own agents
exactly.
And publicists.
If anyone would have the power on MTV, it would be them. But I think that's one step that they can't even take. I really don't think so. I think it's like...
And here's I think, the reason why we got what we got.
And Snooki and Pauly, every one of these people needs this show. Every one of them, except for Snooki and Pauly. Everyone needs this show.
Hey, here's what I think the theory is. Like, cram this with fun stuff for 45 minutes, so that way when the last thing we're left with is, this was a fun season, didn't you enjoy the ride?
And that's what they've been saying from the beginning. It's going to be fun.
And that's where, obviously the logic failed, because we didn't quite have as much fun as we wanted to.
Their whole promotion for this season was, it's going to be fun, it's going to be lighter,
So you think that was almost a disclaimer, you think?
Yeah,
from them?
Exactly.
Where they knew?
They had nothing else to promote or to make us look forward to.
I mean, I think they, minus their salaries, getting a raise, I think that they, were able to shoot out so many weeks between Italy and Jersey Shore and really stretch it out into all this time and all this television and all these ratings. But I know for next season, and we'll talk about predictions, they've gotta shake it up. Well, JWoww, you guys, we see JWoww and her one little fight with Roger.
And that gets her onto the reunion show.
And it's to me, we talked about in earlier episodes, Roger's been with her a long time, so even her with the thigh high boots, and she's ready to go.
But here's what he
wants to hang out with the guys and have a few drinks, because he's been with her for so long.
First off, I would like to see kind of the angles that stuff that wasn't necessarily shown on the show. And one of the things that was hinted at in the show was the fact that JWoww and Snooki weren't as best friends. Like, they're still friends, obviously, but their terms of interests are growing apart.
they are growing apart. Again, that would have been great, a great area to get into. Maybe they don't want to get into it, Phil, because they still want to sell the Laverne and Shirley reality show.
But then sit them next to each other and be like, you know, well, what do you guys do for fun? Like, you know, basically interrogate them on that fact.
Yeah, why wouldn't you sit them next to each other? You know, to kind of pre-promote that show, which seems like that show might not even happen. It just keeps changing between them not being able to get a location. Now her pregnancy.
Well, they started filming, and then all of a sudden she was pregnant. So
they tried to start filming first, and then there was too many people there that they couldn't even make it to the house. Yeah. Remember you?
Yeah, but then the next week they started filming again, and then remember last week I said they went to Cancun or something like that and were filming at spring break. But I'm just confused as to how this is all going on when Snooki's at least 4 months pregnant by now.
You got to break down the wall.
It's just, yeah.
You got to break down the wall. But again, how's she going to live with somebody when she's, you know, carrying a child? I mean, it's different now. That's a whole other thing. Anyway, we're over JWoww. We go to Ronnie and Sammy. Actually see like a nice moment. They kiss, which I don't think I saw during the show.
Yeah.
Some footage of them kissing.
If Ronnie and Sammy didn't have that sit down at the end of the episode, Sammy wouldn't have spoken an entire word this episode.
Did she say? No.
She didn't say. She said no.
Here I am being repetitive again. If Sammy, to me, the lottery ball came up with Sammy. Sammy, she's a pretty girl that just was supposed to be a hometown chick. By 22, 23, kind of meet her life partner. Marry at, say, 25, 26. Kids maybe a year or two later. All those events, planning the wedding, then having the child. And that's what she was supposed to do in life. And the lottery ball came up, and she got the show, and she got the fame. But we're even seeing the fact that, like, wow, she can decorate a cake, she can cook, and like, because that's what she's probably
that was her segment.
That's what she was supposed to do. Like, and that's why we see her bored at the bars. Her most fun day here was the day they went and to the batting cages. If you remember, like this
that
is
and work.
And
I like work.
I'm quite frankly, she liked the job, and it's like I feel like I'm surprised they even cast her, to be honest. And furthermore, I feel like this is the best we've seen. I don't know what we're going to do another season with her.
When she stopped complaining so much, I started liking her. And not only that,
I like her, but you like her for the show. I do like her, too.
Yeah, I don't mind her. I think her and Ronnie have little fun, cute commentary. They're kind of in the background, but I don't need eight stellar, all-the-time dramatic people. I think they're funny, and she does that same little thing that I do with my nose. Like
well, that. Here's the way I see it, because you say you're surprised they cast her. I'm sure in her audition, she like put up this whole imaginary Sammy, like
biggest
I love to party.
Yeah,
like I'm so confrontational. Blah blah blah. First season, she wasn't that cool, she got into a relationship with Ronnie.
And she fought, and let's say she fought JWoww, and she
held
her own.
That was further in, though.
And she
won, I mean,
and we all said she won on points.
Once she started hooking up with
Ronnie,
but
that makes
her
legit. That makes her legit.
She's not legit anymore.
No, not anymore. But okay. But no, I get. We need a couple of straight people.
Yeah.
We need a couple of straight characters. That's what in comedy you need that.
And Ronnie sits there and has great commentary.
He's getting funnier and funnier. He's growing on me, too.
Ronnie was for sure trying to make his mark today. I feel like he was definitely trying to get some airtime, trying to throw in the jokes and the one-liners and make himself heard.
More. Yeah, no, he did. He grew on me as well. But we've got to listen. Let's go to a commercial. We're going to come back. We have tons of news and gossip. We're going to talk about the pregnancy. We're going to talk about Mike and Rhea. We're going to talk about the future of this show. Because we are green-lighted, so we do have a future, but we also need to talk about the Pauly D project, which I think is really going to...
Holy crap.
And we have some special guests for that one, so we'll tease that as well.
Anyway, we'll go to commercial. We'll be right back.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Never.
I don't fake tan, just I need to go in
so
the
So what are you doing? So you actually, so as you said, how often do black people say, I need a tan? Well, I don't think very often.
Okay, I'm really yellow right now, and I usually get like this golden chestnut color.
So we got to get you in the sun.
So I need to get more chestnut.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. By the way, celebrating a birthday next week with your twin.
My twin brother.
Handsome, very handsome twin.
14 minutes older than me. Our birthday is next Saturday.
Happy
it's
birthday.
It's on a Saturday.
Happy birthday. And where will you be going? Because I know
I'm
you guys like St. Patty's Day.
Out.
I was really proud of you. St. Patty's Day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you guys were at a bar drinking.
You underestimate me, Kevin.
I guess I do.
You really do.
I guess I do. All right, let's go to the news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay. Honestly, I've dedicated all of the news and gossip today to the situation. Roxy, whoa! You heard it first from Roxy Stryer's mouth.
Yep.
We knew all along. She predicted it. You were right, 100%. And it kind of trickled out throughout the week. So let's start from the very beginning, day one, Monday. MTV announces that they are greenlit for season 6. They said production is set to begin summer 2012 in Seaside Heights, New Jersey. America's favorite housemates will all return to their home away from home, and the house dynamic is headed into uncharted territory as their lives outside the shore take off in exciting new directions. While things will definitely be a little different this time when they hit the boardwalk, their trademark hilarity and family dysfunction will remain the same. So they're expecting everyone to come back. We've talked about them breaking down this
fourth
wall.
No way Snooki's living there. At that point, what, 4 months
pregnant? It's a
liability.
That's like six or seven months pregnant.
So she's going to pop in for like a weekend. I miss it. I'm
not
a mom
they're in
now.
June.
Blah,
if they're
blah, blah, blah.
August.
And by
like
the
her
way,
water going to break
okay,
on camera?
How many episodes will they get out of her visit? Two, three?
They'll make four episodes out of a
She'll
one
She'll get one solid
visit.
One and then half of the other one. So it's going to be three total.
Obviously, we're happy to have them back. And we'll talk in predictions of what they need to do to make this work.
Day two, Tuesday. TMZ reports that the situation is in rehab for substance abuse. Sources tell TMZ the Jersey Shore star Mike Sorrentino has checked into an inpatient treatment program. However, his reps state that rehab is the incorrect term for the situation and says he has, quote, spent the past several weeks at an undisclosed location for much needed rest and recuperation after his extensive production and appearance schedule. Ironically, the situation tweets the same day, quote, getting in shape for season 6.
Wait, guys, who am I on the after show tonight?
Okay.
All night long.
And so for you iTunes listeners.
Oh, yeah. Nobody
knows. We're not watching on YouTube. Roxy's
rubbing her nose.
We beg people to go to iTunes and then I do something that they can't say.
So you said all along, this guy's on drugs. He's on drugs. He's on drugs. He's on drugs. I happen to agree, but just thinking insurance liability issues, I didn't really want to get involved.
We called it at the end of, I believe, this season finale, if not the reunion show of season 2.
Well, even most recently when we talked about him at the camping extravaganza, he went crazy. And then right before that, when he was confronted by Snooki, he was just like stuttering all over the place. He was sweating. He was just all over the place.
We've seen it the last 3 years, especially the last 2. It feels like he partied all the way into Italy, partied through Italy, partied out of Italy. And it's not helping. He's slurring his words. He doesn't know
what's truth from a lie.
No.
I've had so many friends take this path.
He does. But now, once again, in following with his inability to know, am I the villain? He doesn't know where the old situation was. Right. The old situation was just raw. He was like, I'm the situation. I do gym tan laundry. It was that. Now it's like, what do I do? I got to create something else. I have to be someone else.
Yeah.
So even with this rehab thing, I think part of it is true that he needs rehab because we see it on the show that he's disintegrating. And I think part of it is, oh, wow, this, you know, Snooki every week, as we said, every single week the last 8 weeks, Snooki has dropped a different news item to keep herself in the press. So he knows it's good press. But the reason he backs off, or his reps back off and say exhaustion, is because if they say it's rehab,
he's got to stop partying.
It destroys his brand. His brand is partying. Mm-hmm. He's paid to party. He's paid to visit these clubs. He's, that's who, that's everything's connected.
100%.
So,
you're so right.
It's like, it's exhaustion. Now, we know, or we feel like it's probably true that he's got a problem. But I don't feel like he believes he has a problem. I think it's like, okay, maybe people have told him, like, you know, maybe you should do this. And he's thinking, okay, this will get me a hit in the press. Mm-hmm. But then again, doesn't know what to do. Do I go left? Do I go right? So it's like, well, I'm there for exhaustion. So
I went to rehab for exhaustion.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Well, yeah.
I mean, he's joined the club because every celebrity right now is claiming exhaustion.
Did you, was it, you know, Gabby had sent us the Wendy Williams, her stand up about it. Did you guys check that out?
I don't think it was on that email.
Exhaustion from what? From drinking, from tanning, from like really, yeah. from going out to nightclubs, yeah, from doing
nothing.
Yeah, if you do
that 22 hours a day, it tires you out.
Anyways. But I mean, just take a nap. I don't know. Anyway, the story unfolds day 3, Wednesday. The situation is in rehab for addiction to prescription pills. However, Mike is still in denial. He posts Adele's song, Rumor Has It, to his website, sitchnews.com, and he writes, "Do not believe everything you hear, especially from TMZ. You can't believe everything you hear about the situation with the situation, especially when it comes to some of the ridiculous embellishments TMZ has been spreading." He goes on to kind of quote all of the different stories that everyone's been writing about throughout the week, and then he writes, "All these websites are doing is spreading gossip and hearsay, and unless you hear from us, you can't believe everything mm-hmm. you read."
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it from us.
Right. And he's loving it, and he's loving the attention, and he's loving refuting it. So,
well, then.
And by the way, it is pill. You rocks. You said pills. We said rolling on the beans.
They used downers. They said it's downers.
Yeah.
But to make things even worse, the situation's estranged dad, Frank Sorrentino, who has in true Jersey Shore fashion nicknamed himself The Confrontation, starts doing interviews awesome. Revealing that this is not the situation's first stint in rehab. According to The Confrontation, Mike was also in a rehab facility when he was 27 before he shot to fame at the Shore. In a new interview with Medicafe, Frank speaks about the trouble the family went through to get his son into treatment. He says, quote, "When Mikey was in rehab, we found the facility for him in Florida and we brought him down here and did a 7-day dry out period, then went to another facility for 30 days. Apparently, the first time he was in rehab, his financial situation was so dire that his older brother, Mark, paid for him to get treatment." Frank goes on to say that Mike's addiction became so bad that they were desperate for help. In hindsight, Frank says he doesn't believe Mike was ready to leave rehab and he regrets letting him go to Jersey Shore. He says, quote, "I gotta say, I'm not a psychologist or a drug addiction counselor, but I didn't recognize the symptoms that he wasn't well yet."
Frank is his oldest brother, I thought.
I think that's a Frank Jr. Because I think they call him Frankie or something. So finally, after all of this is coming out, the situation finally admits to at least a smidgen of truth to this story. He writes on his Facebook, quote, "I want to set the record straight. I have voluntarily taken steps to get control of a prescription medication problem I had due to exhaustion. I have spent the past several weeks getting treatment for this problem and recuperating from my work and appearance schedule. I appreciate my fan support and love you guys."
Translation, so I will still be able to go and drink at the Shore or at any nightclub that hires me for my $30,000 appearance fee.
Just gearing up for summer 2012 when we start filming again.
You got to get the stamina up. You don't want to have...
I just don't even know what to say about that. It's like, I knew it. You deny it. The same way Snooki denies she's pregnant. And then you have to come out and admit the truth.
Well, day 4, the final day today, Angelina is coming out of the woodworks, and now she's doing interviews, and she's revealing that Mike's problem was evident even in the early days of Jersey Shore. She tells the New York Post that Mike was caught by MTV producers when he was using pills while filming at a club in Miami. He was forced to give the pills up, and she says Mike was, and I quote, Popeye on crack.
Thank you, Angeline. And how about her? Like, now coming, trying to make a comeback with is Couples Therapy? Is her new show, Ronnie, Couples Therapy? Yeah.
I don't even know about
that. I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a VH1 show. It's DMX and it's just a bunch of different celebrity couples, and she's on there.
I remember when DMX was making movies.
Who is she dating?
My God.
She's, like, engaged.
Remember
she got, I mean, that was in the press that she got engaged to somebody.
What hasn't been in the press that she's
It was like a year ago, I feel like, or like right after.
Well, you know what? I mean, I guess she's
going to. That's fine.
I don't think the show is going to be successful, but it's her trying to keep it going.
Trying to keep herself out.
I thought we vowed, for the love of God, to never talk about her again.
You're right. She
Thank
never
you
existed.
For breaking
Sorry.
That right. promise.
Sorry, I didn't know that.
Well, that was a crucial part of the story. All so right. only you're in gonna dire.
Anything else?
Well, that's it about the situation.
What
I just
else
think
do
it's
we
interesting
need?
How each day, like this started on Monday, and today's Thursday, and something has come out every single day. And he went through so many different phases, from completely denying it to kind of, you know,
so admitting maybe it's a problem so maybe, because of exhaustion.
Right. Yeah. So no, maybe he went in and because he needed to, and that, and who knows if even producers said if there's a season six, you need to go. Like, they may have told him. And so then as this evolved, he was, like, trying to figure things out along the way of, like,
just
how to keep it going. Anyway,
all week.
Let's go to predictions for next season. And we'll talk about Pauly D Project.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Spooky.
Very spooky. All these years, a year later, still hearing this drop. And I'm spooked. Anyway, okay, so next season... Snooki's going to visit a couple times. God.
Which, by the way, that is news because, you know, they are having a season six, which we didn't know last week.
No,
now we do.
We know, which is great. We're excited, cautiously. And I can't see Snooki being there all summer because of the baby. I'm hoping they bring in, God, please, please bring in some new blood. Please, let's mix it up. Let's make trouble.
I don't even know what to say, what I'm looking for, because I think this show is falling down so fast that they don't even know what's going to save them right now.
They can't even handle it.
Yeah.
I'm interested. It's interesting to hear that they're emphasizing that all of the castmates are coming back, because I think they know that everyone's kind of been questioning the future of the show.
I think everyone knows, like, two or three seasons ago, they all thought they were on top of the world. As I said, other than Ronnie and Snooki. I mean, excuse me, and then Pauly and Snooki. Really? Who else should not be on TV in front of 6 million people? I mean, I know people on reality shows that are getting a million, million and a half, who are very successful. Those are huge numbers. They're not getting that anywhere else.
And you know what I think is interesting? And I guess I understand it because they want to focus on the show. But tonight, they didn't mention anything about the spinoffs that are coming up.
Well, who knows how long ago this was shot? They didn't have the deals done for.
But we've heard about those being in the works since before the season even started.
Well, it's probably good that they didn't, because the Snooki J. Wow show may not even happen.
Who knows, yeah.
And with Pauly, I don't know. They promote the hell out of it. At least, you know.
How many viewers is Pauly going to get?
I know. That's a great question. Is it going to be a drop in numbers?
I think it'll be good because he has so
many
other...
Will it be a drop in numbers?
Well, Jersey Shore's already dropped, so I don't think so. I think everyone's curious
you think
to
the
see...
First episode, yes.
Yeah.
I think usually there's always a drop. There has to be. I mean, this was a phenomenon on this
think
show.
Think about it just mathematically. You have all those cast members, and so, you know, everyone kind of has their favorite. I mean, you know, as crazy as it may sound, someone's favorite is Ronnie or Sammy. I don't know who... But they're out there. And so, you know, to take one person out of that, you know, you're diminishing the odds.
But I do think it's going to be a great show.
Because
I agree. I think it looks good.
Because they're breaking down the fourth wall.
Yeah.
We're seeing Britney Spears. We're seeing a 50 Cent. Like, it's like, we're owning up to what he is.
Like, it actually has star power.
Thank you. It is Fitty. And, you know, and when you, that's what I'm saying. When you see him with all the bling, and for the, I saw Pauly I haven't seen before.
But he's always worn bling. Remember when the girls told
him? I'm just saying the aura. The aura was much more.
I'm like looking at them with puppy eyes. Like, please don't leave.
No, he's gone.
Don't let us down, folks.
But and I'm always saying this to Phil about life. Be gracious in victory. He is gracious in victory. You see a different aura, but you don't see a guy who's like, get away from me, don't talk to me. Still very chill. And again, this is why he'll keep going.
Which I feel like that's what we saw with Snooki.
That's his charm. What's that?
I feel like that's what we saw with Snooki.
Exactly. Why am I the only one talking to my mic? Girls, come on. See,
I lean forward. I talk.
No, you're not. You're like
back. Hello.
Shh, okay, yeah, buddy.
Right over here.
I am talking into
my
mic.
There you go. Now I'm going to keep my hand there to keep you. Phil, keep Roxy where she needs to be.
So none of you guys, it's the unpopular opinion, but none of you guys want to see Angelina come back into that house next season?
No, you know we need new people.
You know what, Ronnie?
I do want new people, guaranteed. I want to shake up new people. I want a chance for Sammy to kind of shine. I know you guys don't like her either. It's so funny. I like Sammy.
I don't like Sammy.
Did you not? I love how you were you Facebooking during our show?
No.
We said
we like Sammy. Oh, okay. We said she's the straight. We need a straight character against the comedians.
I loved Sammy.
She just needs to bring her personality
but
up.
But I wouldn't mind to see Angelina come back. I know she has a lot to prove. And if she
I wouldn't mind one episode, not a full season, because at the end of the day, she had nothing to offer. Remember, she was so empty.
And she had the comeback. If you want to talk about a comeback, she got her chance.
They never gave her any slack. She's very one-dimensional.
I get it. Here's my thing. That was her when you talk about a comeback. That wasn't really a comeback. That was the next season. That was mere months later. She has dropped off what Kevin always talks about. You have that limelight. Then you have to go back to your,
regular world. Now?
And now she's got this reality show that's not going to do good on VH1. You guys, trust me. She's going to go in that house and she's going to get
passionate.
Ronnie. And I'd say you're
right.
Is she
your best friend or something?
For good television. That's what I'm talking
about. Ronnie, I think I would say you're right, except the fact that she's doing couples therapy. And knowing how like crazy and delusional she was in the earlier seasons, I could see her thinking that she's got her own show now and that she's a big star of her own show. And she could be back to the same arrogant girl who wouldn't press a t-shirt because I don't do this in bartending. Remember?
She does great things. She's a bartender.
That first season, like, I'm a bartender. I don't take this from people, blah, 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 blah. And by the way, as I cringed because I've had so many people that I've dealt with, even at AfterBuzz, who are like, no, I don't do that. Okay, good. Go and bartend.
I would love to see the unit come on the show and stay on the show.
Would love to see the unit.
Well, then, that might bring out the situation's sexuality.
We were saying we wanted more of the unit this year, and then I forget, was it you, Jess, or you, Roxy, who said we probably didn't see him because he wants more money per show, which is stupid on his part. Just get your ass on TV.
And because he also was on drugs.
But it was
That's true.
Probably on drugs.
He's probably in jail a little bit.
He also came out and
busted
said
for it.
He was on drugs and... He
got busted at the shore for it.
See, Phil, how close Jessica is to the mic, that's what you got to do with Roxy.
Well, thanks to Kevin, who's pushing my back forward.
Yep.
That's it.
What's up, gangsters?
What's up, baby?
I'll stay
here.
Well, we're all tuned. First of all, we're not going anywhere. We'll be back next week for Polly. So hopefully you guys will roll over with us, and then that will take us into, I guess what?
Season 6.
Season 6 will probably be in... They usually churn them up pretty quick. September?
No. Oh.
Yeah. No, summer. They said summer.
No, that's when they're filming.
They're taping in the summer.
I would say October.
Anyway.
It's September 6th, I'm guessing.
We will be back next week.
So
is that even a Thursday?
Now listen.
I'm looking at my calendar.
We have for Pauly D, we're going to be back. And one of the producers of the Pauly D show, who also produces Jersey Shore, is trying to get permission from MTV to be a guest on our show.
Yeah,
I think
buddy.
This week next we week. Should all perfect our yeah, buddy, for next
yeah,
week.
Yeah,
September 6th.
And by the
way,
let me
know,
but let me say
damn right.
Is that your birthday or something?
No, but I guessed it. September 6th. I'm predicting this right now. Ronnie, mark the calendar. Mark the calendar of today that I guessed this. September 6th, Jersey Shore comes back on.
I'm not drinking that much throughout the year anymore, but September 6th I'll be drinking
because
it's a day after my birthday. So
is that
I
like
will
Labor
be ready
Day
for
weekend
that. Yeah, it's Labor Day weekend.
I don't
will
know
be
what
ready.
The hell it is, but it's Jersey Shore premiere season 6.
But great prediction. Let's back up for 1 second, just one last second, with the Pauly D show. This producer is calling in. The bomb I wanted to drop on all you guys, you know what his claim is? Everything we see is...
Fake.
It's no.
No, opposite.
He is saying, and we were out, Roxy and Gabby and I went to drinks with this guy. He spilled. over some sake, and he said, listen, that's the one show that is the most real. Everything goes. What you see is what you get. And I said, we've got to get this guy an interview. But that's the claim.
Wait, where was I? Why wasn't I over drinks?
I don't know. You were gone already. Yeah, you were being
dirty. Here's we have permission to basically, like, make our huge, huge counterpoints, right? And basically go at him so we get to the middle ground.
I almost went at him. You would have told me back. You were like, hold it back.
Yeah, I said,
I was like, yeah.
I was like, wait, no. Well, let's say, well, we always say, save it for the show. Save it for the show. Anyway, everyone, we'll see you next week, right?
For Pauly D's.
Pauly
Project.
D. Pauly
D's
so project. Tune it to Pauly D and rate and comment that when we start it.
All right, great show. Bye.
You can play the music
from
again,
Ronnie.
Bing.com,
executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Here we go.
I did.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.